Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Space Solar System Knowledge Encyclopedia. For Children by Wonderhouse Books is a children's non-fiction reference book focused on the basic structure, objects, and questions of the solar system. Positioned within the Knowledge Encyclopedia for Children series, it introduces young readers to astronomy through short explanations, labeled diagrams, glossary support, and a dedicated fun facts section. The book is designed to answer common questions that children often ask, including why planets revolve around the sun, why the sun is central to the solar system, how old the sun is, and why stars seem impossible to count. Its purpose is not to provide an advanced scientific treatment, but to make foundational space concepts understandable, visually organized, and memorable. As an introductory encyclopedia, it balances factual learning with accessible presentation, making it suitable for children beginning to explore planets, stars, or basic space science in school or at home. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the sun as the organizing center of the solar system. A central theme of the book is the role of the sun as the anchor of the solar system. For children, this idea is important because it explains why the planets are not scattered randomly through space, but follow paths around a dominant central body. The book approaches this through simple why-based questions, especially why Earth and the other planets revolve around the sun and why the sun occupies the central position in the solar system. The educational value lies in turning an abstract astronomical structure into a cause and relationship model. Well, young readers can connect the sun with light, heat, gravity, and planetary motion without needing advanced mathematics. This helps them understand that the solar system is a system, not just a list of planet names, by presenting the sun as both a physical object and an organizing force. The book gives children a framework for later learning about orbits, distance, seasons, and planetary differences. Secondly, planetary motion explained through child-friendly cause and effect. The book is built around questions that children naturally ask, and planetary motion is one of its clearest examples. Rather than only naming planets, it encourages readers to think about why Earth and other planets move around the sun. This makes the content more valuable than a simple picture book because it introduces scientific reasoning at an early level. Children learn that astronomical facts are connected by causes, patterns, and relationships. Even when the explanations are simplified, the question-based format helps readers move from memorization toward understanding. A child who asks why planets revolve is also beginning to ask how forces work and how objects behave in space. This topic also supports classroom learning because it can connect with discussions of day and night, years, planetary order, and the difference between rotation and revolution. The strength of the book is its ability to make these ideas approachable without removing their scientific meaning. Thirdly, labeled diagrams as tools for understanding space relationships. The use of well-labeled diagrams is one of the book's most important learning features. Space science is difficult for children because many objects are either too large, too distant, or too abstract to observe directly. Diagrams reduce that difficulty by giving readers a visual map of relationships among the sun, planets, and other celestial objects. Labels also help children connect terms with shapes, positions, and functions, which is especially useful in a subject filled with unfamiliar vocabulary. A diagram of planetary arrangement, for example, can communicate order and relative location more efficiently than a paragraph alone. This visual approach also supports different learning styles. Some children remember information better when they can see the object being described, while others use diagrams to review concepts independently. In a short encyclopedia format, labeled visuals are not decorative additions. They are part of the explanation, helping compress complex astronomical ideas into forms that young readers can interpret and revisit. Fourth, glossary support for building early astronomy vocabulary. The book includes an extensive glossary of difficult words, which is significant for a children's encyclopedia because astronomy depends on precise terms. Words related to planets, stars, or motion can easily become barriers if they are introduced without explanation. A glossary helps children pause, clarify meaning, and return to the main text with better understanding. This feature also teaches an important reference skill. Readers learn that nonfiction books are not only read from beginning to end, but also consulted, checked, and revisited. In practical terms, glossary support can help children distinguish between everyday language and scientific language. For example, terms connected with the solar system may sound familiar but have specific meanings in astronomy. By defining such terms in an accessible way, the book strengthens comprehension and reduces dependence on adults for every unfamiliar word. This makes it more useful for independent reading and for parents or teachers who want a structured introduction to basic space vocabulary. Lastly, fun facts that sustain curiosity beyond basic explanations. The book's fun facts section, presented as Isn't It Amazing, adds an engagement layer to the encyclopedia format. This matters because children's interest in space is often driven by wonder as much as by formal study. Questions such as why stars cannot be counted, or how old the sun is, can spark curiosity because they point toward scale, time, and the limits of human observation. Fun facts help maintain attention after the main explanation has been delivered, giving readers memorable details that can be shared or recalled later. This approach also broadens the book beyond textbook-style learning. Instead of presenting astronomy only as a set of definitions, it shows that the solar system is full of surprising facts and unanswered-looking questions. The section therefore works as a bridge between structured knowledge and open-ended curiosity. It encourages children to keep asking questions, which is one of the most important habits in early science education. In conclusion, Space Solar System Knowledge Encyclopedia for Children is best suited for children who are beginning to ask factual questions about planets, the sun, stars, and the organization of the solar system. It can be useful for independent young readers, parents introducing space at home, and teachers looking for a concise supplementary resource. Its practical benefit is clarity. The book combines direct explanations, labeled diagrams, glossary definitions, and fun facts, so children can learn through reading, visual recognition, and quick reference. Intellectually, it helps readers move beyond simply naming planets toward understanding why the solar system has structure and motion. Compared with many introductory space books that rely mainly on bright illustrations or isolated trivia, this title stands out through its question-based approach and reference features. It is not a deep astronomy textbook, and it is not meant to replace more advanced books about the universe. Its strength is accessibility. It gives children a manageable entry point into astronomy, while preserving important scientific ideas such as the sun's central role, planetary revolution, scale, and observational limits. That balance makes it a practical first encyclopedia for developing curiosity about space. If you would like to support Wonderhouse Books, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.